and the mystery of relapses that occur with Plasmodium vivax infections in the Peruvian Amazon. So what we'd like to do is let each of our three speakers take about 12, 13 minutes, and then if you'll hold your questions, just jot them down at the end of the three presentations, we'll then take time for questions. Yes.
And again, a welcome from me as well. And one of the things that you will notice in this session is the wide disciplinary variety of papers. And that's precisely something that we would like to come across in the concept of One Health. One Health really tries to bring together many different disciplines to look at human disease and human health in a holistic framework. So with that, I guess we are ready for the first speaker.
Right. So it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Valtrina Miller, who's the faculty at UC Davis, and she's going to be talking about the global capacity building to facilitate One Health surveillance for zoonotic diseases at the human-animal environmental interface.
So good morning, everybody. I would like this morning to take a few minutes and tell you a little bit about some exciting infectious disease work that we've got going. I am at UC Davis. I'm a veterinarian and a molecular epidemiologist there. And one of the projects that I feel very honored to be part of is this USAID PREDICT work.